Today's broadcast includes affiliate promotions with our partners like Tona and Distill Union, to name a few. When you use our promo code FSEN, we may earn a small commission. This helps us to keep bringing you awesome sports coverage.
Welcome to the Daily Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, folks, I don't know how long the show's going to last today. It could be quick, could be long. Don't know. Not a lot going on today, per se. So we're going to just hit a couple things and let this bus ride wherever it rides today. No script, no real set format here. We're going to do this. This is going to be freelance. But hey, we want to welcome you guys. Thank you for continuing to support. I do have a couple of things that I want to talk about. So we are closing in on a milestone here for us here at Fieldhouse Sports Entertainment Network. We're projecting to hit 800,000 views this year, which surpasses anything we've done in the past. And so we can only do that because of your support. We thank you guys, and it's continuing to help us grow. So we're going to do a couple things here to celebrate that. And next year our plan is to hit 1 million views. So kudos to you all for watching, and thank you for your continued support. And we'll continue to try to put out as much good content to have you guys watching as we possibly can. Let's look around the borderland of what's going on, right? Today, El Paso is breaking grounds on the $80 million amphitheater project that's supposed to happen that's happening in the northeast of El Paso. That groundbreaking is set for today. It may have already happened, not sure, but it's supposed to happen today. The Sunset Amphitheater in northeast El Paso. It's a roughly $80 million development designed to seat 12,500 guests and developed by Venue. It includes more than 200 premium fire suites, which are private seating around gas-powered fire pits, and a canopy roof design for year-round events. The city is backing this with a performance-based incentive packages of about $31 million. This project is estimated to generate around $2 billion in economic impact over the first 10 years for the city. So that's about $200 million a year in economic impact is what they're projecting. So, that's a large-scale venue that's going to be putting on a lot of events. Definitely is going to do some positive things, I hope, and I think, for Northeast El Paso and changing how people perceive that area. But, hey, kudos to them for making this happen, and maybe it'll get some big events here like we used to have in the past. We'll see. What else is going on? Oh, Texas congressional redistricting, basically the federal court blocked the use of Texas's new redrawn congressional maps for the 2026 midterm, and has basically told all elected officials that Texas has to use the 2021 map while the case is appealed. The state's attorney general has appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, but the federal courts have blocked the newly done 2026 midterm election, citing evidence of racial gerrymandering. So we'll see how that plays out. What's that impact here locally for El Paso and the border region? The impact is it could impact like how congressional representation aligns, which could potentially affect federal resources, policy focus, even political strategy. And given this community and youth sports here for us, this shift in funding, it could definitely impact like partnerships, grants, and things of that nature throughout the city. So definitely have to keep an eye on that one. And what else? What else do we want to really look at in the news? There's a lot of a lot of things going on in the news, man. It's a lot going on. Playoffs, high school playoffs. We got teams traveling today, not only for football, but for basketball as well. Got teams going to San Antonio. Got teams going to Dallas. Plus the three football teams in the area around the football going to Lubbock and things of that nature. We just want to wish safe travels for their teams, those players, allow them to be healthy and to participate at their peak performance and give them the best opportunity to not only represent their schools and their families, but themselves as well, because a lot of these kids are using this as an opportunity to get recruited. And so we just ask that they get a lot. We just ask for safe travel for them and that they are able to participate at their most optimum performance base. That's really it. Now, let's look what's going on in the city. This is something we did a while back. We haven't done it in a while, but trying to take a look at what events that are of interest to us. Let's see here. I know today has been designated Eddie Guerrero Day here in El Paso on November 18th. Oh, that was yesterday. So yesterday was Eddie Guerrero Day in El Paso. If you're like me, a child born in the mid-70s and you grew up in the 80s and 90s, you were a wrestling fan, and Eddie Guerrero was one of those guys. And so to see the city do that, that's huge. I know his daughter was in town for that, and so big shout-out to the city for making that decision and doing that as well. What events we got going on around the city? So Winterfest in downtown El Paso is going on this weekend. You got Light the World giving Machine in San Jacinto Palace. I think for the Winterfest, it's supposed to be holiday lights. They've got an ice skating rink, vendors, family activities, all going on around that San Jacinto Plaza area in downtown El Paso. And then this is Texas International Fashion Week at the El Paso Convention Center in downtown. There are some concerts going on. You've got a free Orlando Madrid Jazz Quartet live at Wall Street. It's happening Thursday from 7 to 10. Sports-wise, the UTEP Miners versus New Mexico State Aggies play on Saturday at 1 p.m. here at the Sun Bowl. Big rivalry game. Not sure how many people are going to go out for that, especially with UTEP's record, but that game is happening. Now, something bigger is you've got the UTEP women's basketball. They have a game listed to play on a home game as well. And then we want to send a huge shout-out to Coach Benjamin Wallace for the UTEP volleyball team. Shout-out to the volleyball team for their success this year, but a shout-out to him for winning Coach of the Year, Coach. He's come on the show a couple of times. We've appreciated it. And so huge shout-out there to the UTEP Miners women's volleyball team on their – I think they've had a historic season this year, and so – they'll definitely make the NCAA tournament, which I know was one of their goals. Looks like they're going to probably win. They're going to win the conference. I think they did win the conference, or either they are. They're going to win the conference. They're in the talks for the conference championship. So kudos to the UTEP Miners volleyball team. It's probably the best team on campus there at UTEP. And kudos to Coach Wallace on winning Coach of the Year for UTEP's final season in conference. Hey folks, we're going to take a quick break right here, and we will be back. We'll be back to look at some high school sports and kind of wrap this show up. We'll be right back.
Less clutter, more clarity. This is Distill Union, where smart design meets real life. From wallets that snap shut just right to eyewear that's built to last, every detail is made to simplify your day. No flash, no fuss. Just clean lines, clever function, and modern style that moves with you. Distill Union, Smart by Design. Simplify your everyday. Use promo code FSEN and receive 20% off your entire order.
Let's go! There's four across! Let's go to the moon! For the first time!
No thanks. I drink Aspire healthy energy drinks. Just half the caffeine of those other drinks. So they're perfect for life's everyday, unextreme moments. Moments like joining that meeting that should have been an email. Hi, Susan. Getting the motivation to go on a walk. And honestly, just staying up past 8 p.m. Aspire energy drinks also have zero sugar, zero calories, and are made with natural caffeine from green tea. Which means no crashes, no jitters, and no anxiety.
No one cares about your muscles.
Half the caffeine is still packed with all the flavor, with choices like mixed berry, strawberry watermelon, raspberry acai, and more.
This is good. And chill.
Life is intense enough. Drink the energy drink designed with real life and moderation in mind. Aspire energy drinks. Refreshingly unextreme energy.
Less clutter, more clarity. This is Distill Union.
And we are back. So, last night here in the Borderland, we had girls basketball games going on all over the city. Some of those games, we had some outcomes that we didn't expect. I will be the first to say that. Then we had some games that turned out to be what they were marketed to be. So let's take a look at this. So America's wins. Number one, America's does win. Eastwood beats Burgess. Montwood, number two, Montwood beats Bel Air 62-13. Here in what was the, well, El Paso High wins 51-16. So, like, the teams, and then the game that kind of shocked us the most, though, was the Chapin versus Franklin. Franklin beats Chapin by 20, 49-29. Did not see that coming. I thought that there would be a closer matchup. It was our game of the week. I still think that Chapin will be a really good team once the season goes through. But I got to tell you, it's hard to when you look at playoffs to make a big playoff push when you've been beaten by 20 points in the season. But again, it's early. It is early, and I know that Coach Weaver will definitely get things turned around there at Chapin. They've got some talent there, but I was not expecting a 49-29. Thumping from Franklin to Chapin. We'll see how they bounce back. I know that they will. That's a resilient bunch out there in the Northeast, and Coach Weaver has he gets his program ready, and he gets the most out of the talent that he has there. And so I do think that they will bounce back, but it's got to be a tough loss. I don't think that they expected that to happen. I don't think anyone in the city saw that game being that lopsided. We knew it would be a close game, and like I said, Franklin is really good, but I didn't expect him to be 20 points better. Pebble Hills beats Hanks, which that's a big win for Pebble Hills. That Hanks team is a good team. I did not expect Pebble Hills to get off to the start that they're starting that they have right now. I think they're 3-1 on the season. I didn't expect that. I thought that one, that group they graduated out from there, they were going to lose a lot. But, hey, the coach has got things going. He's definitely earning his coaching pay this year with the start that they're having. So kudos to him. And then, guys, I got to tell you, I did not expect Montwood to beat Bel Air 62-13. I knew that they would win. I expected Montwood to win, but not 62-13. That is a very, very convincing victory. And Montwood team is scary good. Them in America's, their defensive pressure is top notch. Those two teams put a lot of pressure on the ball handlers. And with them, and Eastlake is another team that does that. And so, but I did not expect 62-13. That is crazy. That's crazy work right there. And then the other game, I tell you, another team that's gotten off to a hot start, El Dorado. El Dorado's 5-1 on the season. They win by 18 against Isleta. I thought this would be a down year for El Dorado. Now, some people will say, well, they haven't played anybody. They've played who's been on the schedule, and they've won those games. And so kudos to the El Dorado program for really digging in and buying into the system. I mean, they're consistently competing, and to see them back is good for the city, I think. It's definitely good for the city. Lydia Patterson beating Austin. That was an interesting one for me. Lydia Patterson 1-1. They beat Austin 20-13. Now here's another surprising program for me. Parkland. Shout out to Parkland. Parkland is 4-1 on the season. They beat Mountain View 48-29. 19-point drubbing. Parkland's gotten out to a hot start. Did not see that coming. Again, people will say, who've they played? They played the games that were in front of them, and they've won. That's what end of the day, that's what you have to do. You got to play what's in front of you and win. And Parkland has done it. El Dorado has done it. And so these rankings, when they come out this coming week, it's going to be some interesting shifting going on. There's going to be some people that's going to be like, why this and why that? But at the end of the day, you've got to win. Wins do matter. Strength of schedule does matter, but at the same time, you have to win. And then the other game, Eastlake beats Del Valle. And so that's our look on the high school girls basketball. Wish I had more scores. A lot of scores haven't been reported. If I could make a shameless plug here, coaches, just tag us on Twitter. Just tag FieldhouseSpor1 on Twitter with your scores, and we can get them updated and make sure that we recognize your student athletes in their efforts. That's if you want it. If you don't, that's fine. We'll just continue to do what we do, but we'd like to shout out the student athletes. And let's see, what else? I think that's it for that. No boys basketball games today. No games today, which is a good thing. Need a break. Need a break round here. Get to recharge and see, update some things, and continue to look. We put out scores on the website. We've got our 24/7 live channel on the website for both the FSE and FSEN Plus. If you don't want to download the app, you can go to the website. We've got program channel content there as well, 24/7 running. We're super excited about what's going on around here. There's a lot of initiatives that are in the works, and I think that it's going to really help a lot of student-athletes around here. That's our goal, is to help the student-athletes and to do our part to market and promote what's going on here in the Borderland. And so we're looking forward to that. As things continue to work out, we'll put that out. And the All-Star Showcase is still scheduled for April. I haven't put the exact date on it, but we're definitely looking forward to year two of that, the banquet and everything. It's going to be a big, great time for basketball here in the Borderland. And, yeah, got a few more shows coming on the network as we continue to diversify and to really lay out what we're doing here. A lot more content coming. A lot more content, a lot more doors opening up, a lot more faces and people that we're going to put on this network to allow them to grow and blow up. Didn't create this network just for myself. This network was created for content creators to be able to put their content out, and so we're moving forward and doing that endeavor. I think that's going to wrap up today's show, folks. I thank you guys for continuing to support. Like I said, we're going to hit 750,000 views this year. Huge accomplishment. Couldn't have done it without you. Thank you, guys. Be blessed. Have a good one.